Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org and WNYC in New York, this is the Soundcheck Podcast, live performances and interviews from our studio. I'm John Schaefer. Reina Tropical is the latest band to be led by Fabi Reina, the dynamo singer and guitarist who also founded and edited the groundbreaking magazine She Shreds, dedicated to women and non-binary guitarists. We last heard Fabi leading her electro-cumbia trio called Savila. Now she's back with Reina Tropical. The band blends Latin rhythms with rock, dance music, and a bit of psychedelia, and their new album is called Malagria. Here is Reina Tropical with a live performance of the song Suavecito.
Damas y caballeros, es un orgullo para nosotros presentar a la reina de los ritmos tropicales.
Un besito en la mejilla, lo que quiero yo. Un besito en la mejilla, lo que quiero yo. Un besito.
is Reina Tropical. Woo, indeed. Fabi Reina playing the guitar and singing. Antonio Perez with samplers, electronics, laptop. And you did a little sampling stuff there in the little intro to that song, Suavecito.
Yes, I'm playing also a synth, an OP1. Mm-hmm.
It's good to see you again.
Hey, you too.
So, this album is set up the way a lot of hip-hop albums have, like, skits in between songs. Mm-hmm. A lot of these songs have interludes between them. And as you go through the record, the interludes kind of tell a parallel story, it seems.
Yeah, Reina Tropical has always been influenced by that sort of mixtape idea, that mixtape feeling, mixing lots of different genres, lots of different identities, lots of different styles. Just in general, I think that that mixtape idea really fits into the diasporic experience.
Right.
So the vision of Malegria started with the visual of creating a documentary, essentially.
Oh.
Yeah.
About what?
Rooted in my relationship to my best friend that passed away, who started Reina Tropical with me, but also
that was Sumo.
That was Sumo Hair, yeah. But also the story of sort of finding communication with my ancestors and falling in love with myself through that kind of awakening, as I also started a relationship with the land, and at the same time, while I was experiencing that sort of deep self-love, self-joy, then sort of meeting with this huge grief with my bandmate. I was then at the same time all glued by me actually falling in love while making this album. So I think the documentation of all of that, of the cycle of grief and love, right?
So you're falling in love at the same time that you're grieving your musical partner's death.
Yeah.
And the word Malegria, I mean, explain what, it's kind of a portmanteau. It's kind of a mashup of two words.
Exactly. So mal means bad and alegría means joy in Spanish. And it's that feeling of feeling both at the same time, you know, and I think grief really shows us and really keeps us kind of confused because we're like, for me, my experience was like there's so much pain in this process, right, of grief, of losing someone that I will never see again on this physical earth. But at the same time, I'm entering this form of communication with him that is taking me into a spiritual realm. It's taking me into being so present with the land that I hear differently, I taste differently, I see differently. And there's so much peace and joy in that process, too. So, yeah, Malegria is a deep, dense word that I thankfully got to know through the process of making this album.
Is it Sumo Hair, real name Nectali Diaz,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly.
Is that his voice in the interlude explaining what Malegria means?
Yes, it is.
Meaning of like, yeah, you're sad, but it's you're also happy. In our music, you hear a lot of that. It's a beautiful thing, you know? Like, you can dance to sadness. Like, you can celebrate sadness. But being able to dance it off, for me, it's very important, so.
And actually, Malegria came from, Manu Chao has a song called Malegria, and we, for those that are listening to the music and know Manu Chao, they'll notice references, you know, from the samples of Manu Chao, and yeah, you know, we bonded over Malegria, we learned from Manu Chao and his process of sort of diasporic investigation, so it felt fitting, too, that then this word was so much a part of my life in the process of grieving my bandmate.
You know, and there are tracks like Lo Siento on the record that, I mean, I'm sorry. And yet it is one of the most upbeat and kind of joyous tracks on the record. And it goes exactly to what Sumo Hair says in the Malegria interlude, sort of explaining how you can dance through sorrow, you know?
Yeah. Well, and I love that, you know, because lo siento can mean two things. It can mean it does mean I'm sorry. And often people say no lo sé, like I don't know, lo siento, I'm sorry, I don't know. But for me, I don't know when I said it, but it for me it turned into like lo siento, I feel, because siento means feeling.
Mm.
So for me, like I don't know, my mind no longer knows, but my body does, and that's what it's directing me.
Yeah. Well, so there's a lot behind this album,
yes.
By Reina Tropical, and it's you've spent years. I mean, when did Nectali Diaz pass?
He passed away July of 2022, and these songs go as far back as July of 2020.
Yeah,
and actually, all of the songs like "Aquí Te Cuido" and "Lo Siento" are words that I took from a diary entry or from a notebook that I started to write in July of 2020 when I was coming into this communication with my ancestors and just really coming into proximity and facing a different side of my Mexican lineage, the indigenous side of my Mexican lineage that I had never had access to before until this moment consciously.
Right.
And so... yeah, it's deep, but my Alegría as the album, all these songs were written before Sumo passed away.
Okay.
The My Alegría concept in the album was put together starting April of 2023.
So one of the things I love about the sound of this record is the rhythms that Sumo uses to back up your singing and guitar playing.
Yeah.
They have a very handmade quality to them. Even though they're being triggered by you know, samplers or laptops or whatever, you hear hand claps, you hear hands on drum heads and things like that. So there is a real organic sound to these rhythms.
Absolutely, and that's always the goal for me. You know, the goal is always to make people dance and for these to live in the club. To me, the club is a sacred space, just as much as the land is a sacred space, and I want to bring those worlds together, both places really, really brought me back to life in many occasions of my life. So for me, I always, that's my sort of practice through music is how do I bring the land into the venue and for people to remember when we're at the venue that we're still on land.
Right.
You know, so Antonia and I, and she has an organization called Herbancura, Plants to the People, and she brings plants into the venue and hands them out. You know, to
as
the audience.
As she's done here today.
It's just always important for us to remember, you know, that no matter where we are, even in this building, we're still on land, we're still on indigenous land. And I'm grateful and I'm glad that you feel that even through the music.
Yeah, yeah. I also notice a lot of place names in the titles.
Mm-hmm.
One of which you're going to do for us next, Cartagena.
Yes.
This is in Colombia?
Yes, in Colombia, Cartagena, Colombia. It's a place that we spent a lot of time in, and it's just a place that really called me in terms of how resilience and how resistance, especially African resistance, because when African folks were stolen from West Africa and brought to Colombia, that's where they first landed. And actually, the pathway to freedom ended in San Basilio de Palenque, and it's where the first free African town was founded, and which is where Suavecito was written. Cartagena
That town still exists, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It exists. It's thriving. It's culturally so one
centuries
of the richest
old,
places
yeah.
in Colombia. And so Cartagena just really spoke to me as like kind of being guided towards this journey of liberation by the moon and the herbs and the sounds of the water. So that's what I'm singing about.
All right. Mm-hmm. Let's hear a live performance by Reina Tropical. The album is called Malagria. This song is on it. Here's a live performance of Cartagena.
Próxima estación.
Prosperidad.
Oh,
Cartagena is the name of the song, the name of the city in Colombia that inspired the song from Reina Tropical. Fabi, there is an interlude on the record Malagria simply called Singing. And it is you talking about how you were kind of dragged kicking and screaming into the world
literally.
Of singing.
Quite literally.
So, are you okay with it now? I mean, you've got a whole album of you singing.
True. And and there's harmonies and everything in this album. And that, honestly, I'm continuously surprised by where singing takes me and where it takes me both externally and internally. I mean, we were just talking today in the car that, because I was feeling anxious, you know, about playing as I do all the time. And as I started to hum, I just felt the anxiety just be massaged throughout, you know, and it just, singing became this masseuse for me, internal masseuse. And so I respect it a lot more now. I respect myself more for being able to actually use my voice, and I'm still scared of it often, but we're becoming better and better friends.
Yeah, okay, you and your voice. So you could have loaded the album up with features, you know, guest vocals, but you didn't.
Yeah.
You know, you took it, you took on the challenge,
I did.
You accepted it. But, you know, you also say in that interlude that you saw yourself as a guitarist. That's how you wanted to be known, as a guitarist.
Mm-hmm.
You founded a magazine called She Shreds.
Mm-hmm.
And while you play a lot of guitar on this record, there's not a lot of shredding.
Totally. Yeah, I mean, for me, I've never been your sort of traditional shredder.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my whole point with, that is still my whole point with She Shreds, is that for me, it's about the silence evokes just as much emotion. And for me, it's if the music is asking me to not play the guitar, that's still a really honorable thing to put my guitar down and let the rest of the music speak for itself. And so I've been really, through singing too, the relationship between my singing and my guitar playing has been beautiful, because in their melodies they really kind of sway, kind of like a breeze in the ocean too, and they let each other speak, and they sort of breathe together. And I really appreciate that, because I think for me, I want to continue for my relationship to the guitar to be one of harmony.
Mm-hmm.
I'm using the guitar to express, and right now I just want to be on the beach.
Well, and you know, some of the guitar playing on this record has the very clean, airy sound of West African pop of a couple of decades ago.
Absolutely. I mean, this right now, the sort of genres that I'm the most influenced by would be West African sucus and Peruvian, like cumbia amazónica. So taking the repetitive riffs that are very dancey, but simple but repetitive, and that create almost like a percussive feeling, mixed in with sort of the bird sounds and the natural sounds of cumbia amazónica that are still very, they're very melodic, but very much connected to the sounds of nature.
The other interesting thing about that, the Peruvian, like the cumbia and the chicha music that came out of Peru in the 70s, was how easily and effectively they adopted kind of trippy psychedelia,
totally.
You know, in the production, in the sound, the sound design.
And yes, absolutely. And also, I feel like the guitar specifically is something that set that specific region aside so distinctly, because it's very much a call and response, just in the way that you would hear birds talking.
Nice.
And so, and that's the specific difference of like the cumbia amazónica versus, and the chicha versus other psychedelic guitar driven music.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to come back to something that you've mentioned a couple of times, and that is getting in touch with your indigenous roots. And it seems like if there is a single statement of thematic intent on this record, it's the song you're going to do next, Conexión Ancestral. Tell us a little bit about what is going on, the story behind this song.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just felt myself breathe in so deeply, because that moment of connecting to my ancestors and feeling myself breathe sort of for the first time and just witnessing myself as part of this larger ecosystem and just feeling like an extension of the earth was such a huge breaking point in my life. It shifted me completely 180 in a heartbeat. Being Mexican, being born in Mexico, being raised on the border, we are taught very colonized ideas of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
That we're white, that we're European, and that everything that is indigenous is wrong and ugly. And I've seen my people who are mixed, European, indigenous, be extremely violent towards dark-skinned indigenous people. And for me, Conexión Ancestral is committing to honoring myself as someone that comes from, that is Mexican, that loves where I come from, that loves the food, that loves the culture, that loves the people, but I am not going to any longer be complicit in following anti-indigenous, anti-black, sexist, homophobic ideas of who I'm supposed to be and who my mom was supposed to be and who my grandma's supposed to be. And because of all those things, they didn't love themselves. You know, they weren't allowed to be fully who they wanted to be. And for me, Conexión Ancestral is like a testament to breaking that cycle, not just for myself, but for every single woman in my lineage.
And that sort of explains why the interlude on the record that leads into this song is the one called Queer Love Afro-Mexico.
Yes.
Because it seems like that is kind of the tagline for this band.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is. And you know, for me, my experience is as a light-skinned, brown, queer woman. And for Sumo, he experienced the world as a dark-skinned, brown, straight man. And together, we just kind of, we embodied such a range of experiences and identities. And similarly, the regions that we're from, I'm from the north, I'm from Reynosa, the very, very top of Mexico, and he's from Guerrero, the very, very south.
Mm.
So even in our birth stories, we encompass such a range of experiences. And those two stories in Mexico, very, very little, very seldom come together. But we're still going to say, I'm here, I'm a norteña fighting for Afro-Mexicanos.
Right.
You know, and he's going to say, and he continues to in his, you know, in his many worlds to say, you know, I am a brown-skinned straight man, but I'm going to always fight for missing, murdered indigenous women.
Right.
This music is funny because it makes you dance and it makes you feel happy. And I also love that people still also really feel something, you know, because I feel like that's what is missing.
Well, I you've already defined Malagria, but I think you just redefined it there in such a wonderful way. Let's hear an example. The record is called Malagria from Reina Tropical. Here's a live performance of the song Conexión Ancestral. Thank you.
montañas me llaman, encamíname. Vengo de tierra sagrada, la sangre sabe deshidratada. La sierra sin agua y de la punta más alta me pregunté por qué. Me pregunté por qué. Me pregunté por qué. Me pregunté por qué.
Conexión Ancestral from Reina Tropical. You'll find a version of that on the record Malagria. That's a live performance. And Fabi, you said before that for you, the land and the club are sacred spaces.
100%.
There's a pretty noticeable, there's a real trip to the club in
yes,
that song.
Yes, absolutely. You know, this is the song. This is the song that brings those worlds together, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever really realized that, but now I do.
Before we wrap up, what is the status of She Shreds now?
Yeah, well, you know, She Shreds is continuing as a media company, and we'll do events. We just did an event at South by Southwest. We're going to be doing a reading with Kathleen Hanna.
Wow.
In Portland, but you know. Before I was doing She Shreds as my life. It was my baby, and
it was a physical magazine.
It was a physical magazine, and now I just get to fall back in love with it and do it however and whenever I want. So whenever you see something by She Shreds, you know that it's straight from my heart and for nobody else. You can trust that.
Okay, we're going to wrap up with a little bit of a track from the record called Huitzilin?
Huitzilin.
That's clearly an indigenous name.
Yes, it's Nahuatl.
And it also seems to have a sample of much earlier guitar playing on it.
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, actually, all of the classical guitar, nylon string guitar that you hear on it is me, and it was just me kind of messing around and recording all of my practices, and so that was part of it. And it was this moment where I was playing and this bird was kind of singing back to me at the same time.
Nice. And you were playing the acoustic.
I was playing the acoustic, yeah.
The classical guitar,
the
nylon
classical
string.
Nylon string, yeah.
Do you play actually classical pieces on that instrument?
I played classical guitar for 4 years, and I actually competed too.
Ah.
And I won quite a few competitions.
Ah.
But you know, that was a different life. And I decided when I was around 20 that I wanted to erase all of that and become a punk guitarist.
Yeah. Now, see, I started playing punk rock on the guitar and then discovered classical guitar.
That's hilarious.
I was like, ooh, you mean I can play lead and rhythm at the same time?
It is phenomenal. And you know, learning about dynamics, just going from a whisper to a scream with just the classical nylon string guitar taught me so much about every genre of music that I play now, because classical guitar was one of the first genres that I stepped into. So really grateful for that.
All right, so that's the quote-unquote sample. I mean, you're sampling yourself,
yeah,
essentially.
I'm sampling myself.
Nice. So we'll hear a little of that song from the album Malagria by Reina Tropical. But Fabi, great to see you again. Antonio, thank you for coming in today as well.
Yeah, likewise.
Sounded great.
Always a phenomenal conversation. Thank you for the beautiful questions.
Malagria is the name of the record from the band Reina Tropical. Irene Trudell is our technical director. Down the hall in the video control room is our producer, Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. You can keep up with everything we're doing on New Sounds by subscribing to our free weekly newsletter. Text New Sounds to 70101 or sign up on the website at newsounds.org.